Ferguson for Christmas. Only a Massey Ferguson will do. I really, really want a machine that's a keeper. A Massey would be great, pulling iron cedar. I want a Massey Ferguson for Christmas. I don't think the bank will mind, do you? It won't fit through the chimney or in Santa's sleigh, but with the front end loader, it'll sure fit lots of hay. I can see me now on Christmas morning, sitting, waiting there. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I saw Massey with my eyes. I almost had to change my underwear. I want a Massey Ferguson for Christmas. Only a Massey Ferguson will do. No Kubota and no John Deere and not a New Holland, cause I won't like that either, cause only a Massey Ferguson will do. The wife says, with a little barn, how you gonna fit it? We'll build a bigger shop, babe, with our brand new line of credit. Ferguson for Christmas. Me and this old rusty guy are through. Now I won't get the neighbors to help me feed the cows. I'll fire up the Massey and then I'll show them how. I can see me now on Christmas morning, sitting, waiting there. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I saw Massey with my eyes. I almost had to change my Ferguson for Christmas. Only a Massey Ferguson will do. Please, no Kubota and no John Deere and not a New Holland, cause I won't like that either, cause only a Massey Ferguson will do.
I want a Massey Ferguson for Christmas. Country 600 CJWW. We're here with Brett Kissel in studio. Is that still true, Brett? Do you still want the Massey Ferguson for Christmas?
You know what? Of course I'll take a free tractor at any day. But I was just thinking to myself, as he played this one, and every farmer and rancher listens to CJWW in the province, especially this part of the province. And I'm thinking, this song, I thought, without a doubt, is just going to get so much love and attention. Well, no. This song sparked controversy, you know, because John Deere guys didn't like it, and Case guys didn't like it, New Holland guys didn't like it, Kubota, Coyote, all these guys didn't like it. And then it caused controversy in my family, My Grandpa Bear loves Massey Ferguson, but everybody on the Kissel side, they're John Deere guys. So, I mean, some cousins are, like, mad at me, you know, Christmas Eve, and then some family are, like, giving me hugs, like, oh, wow, what a great song. So I never thought at the Christmas season, I thought it would be politics that divide us. No, it was Massey Ferguson and John Deere that was dividing us.
That's the divisive fact, eh, right around this province for sure. Well, it's so great to have him in studio. You know, multiple CCMA award winner. You had your show last night at the Capitol. I wanted to talk a little bit about it. You had some sound problems, but it turned into a magical kind of moment for you.
Yeah, you know, and it was magical because what's the saying? I mean, the show must go on, right? So I'm a couple songs in and the PA system, it just quits. Just done, okay? So, like, what do? Do you go backstage and just try to figure it out? So I stood at the front of the stage and I played one song acoustic and everybody listened. Just what an incredible crowd. We got the sound working again. You know, 3-4 songs later, it quits.
Oh, no.
A second time. So at the same time, I think, okay, like, should I maybe just call in intermission? Let's figure this out. But then I said, to heck with it. So I walked across tables, and I stood in the very center, standing on this table, and my fiddle player Tyler joined me. We're all standing on the table as if it's a small town wedding at 2 in the morning, you know, just having a party on the table. We played a couple acoustic songs right then and there and got everybody's lights out, and it was a really special moment that now it's like, okay, hold it. Like, you can really only do that with an attentive crowd and a crowd that wanted to support me as much as I wanted to give for them. So I give, you know, five gold stars to the crowd last night at the Capitol.
That's so awesome. Well, he's got another show this evening. There is still some tickets available for that, I believe.
Yeah, I heard only like six or seven pairs.
Yeah.
So whatever, like, it's like 14 tickets. So we know it's going to sell out, so make sure you go to their website or show pass. Right now, you can also go to brettkissel.com, because I would hate for you to come to the door and wait in this minus 30 degree weather with the wind chill and hope to get tickets and be turned away. So please get the remaining few tickets and we'll sell out a second night.
There you go. Well, we're going to have some more fun with Brett Kissel here in just a moment.